Kelly Griebel, you're one of the, if not the busiest realtors in the state of Alaska. And you decided at some point, I'm not busy enough. I need to take on another cause. I need to create an organization, or at least help create one, for the betterment of pets around the peninsula. So start us off. What's the organization that you helped found?
So we are KPAL Rescue, which stands for Kenai Peninsula Animal Lovers Rescue. And we started in 2019, 5 years ago. My best friend Abby Hall and I said we need to do something. We are a volunteer foster-based organization, which means we don't have a location and we don't have any funding. We have a board of 10 amazing people who love animals and volunteer between 20 and 40 hours every week to help towards this organization. So people will surrender their dogs to us, whether it's puppies from an oops litter, or sadly, if they're leaving state and can't take their dogs, or whatever the issue might be. They go into a foster home that is a vetted foster with KPAL, where they are lovingly cared for and well socialized until they are adopted. We provide everything to that foster, so it's no cost to them. So we take care of the vet needs, the food, the bed, the kennel, the toys, everything that's needed. They just need to open their homes and their hearts. People can apply for dogs or pets that we have, and they'll have to fill out an application. And then we do a background check, and we're only checking for animal abuse or neglect or domestic violence. And then we do what's called a home visit. And before COVID, we used to do, you know, in-person home visits. But now, that's one of the good things from COVID, we're still doing it by FaceTime or video. So we just want those people to show us, you know, where would your dog be during the day when you're not there? Where would the puppy sleep at night? And what's the outside potty situation? Then we want to meet the other people in the house and other dogs in the house and want to make sure that it feels right, that this is the right home for that animal, because we want all of our placements to be forever. These poor dogs have been through enough. We don't need them uprooted from yet another home.
You're doing so much good. This is incredible. I'm really a big supporter, and I want to get to an event that's coming up, and you've invited me part of it, and I'm thrilled and honored to be part of it. But is there some education out there as well? Is KPAL doing anything to help the public and the general, you know, public at large, maybe stymie or stem some of the problem that has created this great demand that you're filling the demand, which is wonderful. But are you guys educating people and kind of helping the other side of the conversation as well?
Yes, I'll tell you about a couple things that we are doing. So if someone has an oops litter, what we do is we take in those puppies when they're old enough to be away from the mama, or we will take in the mama as well until they're done nursing. But we always fix the mom and the dad. And then any animal or puppy that goes through us, part of the adoption fee, which is only $350, takes care of their age-appropriate shots, deworming, microchipping, and spay and neuter. So they get, it's like between an $800 and a $1,200 value, depending on if it's a male or a female. That's all included. So we're really trying to cut down on the litters. This winter, we've had 19 litters of puppies, which is more than we have ever seen. But we know that none of these 70, or actually it was over 100 at one time, none of these puppies are going to be reproducing, and neither are their parents. We also work hand in hand with other organizations in the community like Peninsula Spay and Neuter Fund. So they are also, people donate to them. That's how they are able to keep going. But anyone in the public can apply for a coupon that will help pay a decent sized portion of the spay or neuter, because it is very expensive these days. Mm-hmm. Very expensive. But anytime we see a post on Facebook of people giving away or selling dogs or anything, we always post the information about K-PAL Rescue, Peninsula Spay Neuter. So we want to educate these people, but we don't want to be too rude about it, if you get what I'm saying.
Of course, of course. Because as you said, and I think it's very forgiving, you said the oops type litter, it can happen, and people have the best of intentions in many cases, not always, but let's just presume that on the this side of the conversation, it was an accident. Here's how you can fix the problem from reoccurring and remultiplying infinitum. And so you got to be able to stop the, you know, stop the flood at some point. And so I really admire that end of it, and that you're partnering with those other folks. I think it's wonderful. Tell us about the event that is coming up in February.
So our annual fundraiser is called the K-PAL Furball, and it is a dinner, live and silent auction, and the most amazing slideshow set to music that will make you have to get out the Kleenex. I promise you that. We're having that at the beautiful Lone Moose Lodge, which is about 1.5 miles down Funny River Road. And it'll be on Saturday, February 24th from 6 to 9 p.m.
And are tickets still available? And if so, where can folks get their hands on them?
We're only allowed to have 100 people there, which makes it a little tough. But there are about 40 tickets left for sale. They're $75 each. And if you go to our Facebook page or our Instagram page, you'll find the post about the furball. And on there is a link that you can click on. It'll take you right there to go ahead and take care of that. But I would urge you to hurry. And if for any reason you get tickets and you can't come, please let us know. And we can refund you if you want your money back. But what we'd like to do is resell those to someone who can be present. We want to fill that place up. We want to make money, because I'll tell you something pretty shocking, Chris. So December, our vet bill at one place was $16,000, and at the other place was $5,000. That just kind of tells you how much we are spending for all of these, mostly for the puppy situation. It's astronomical. And again, we have no funding. We operate on the generosity of people in our community. But we really need to do more. We barely make it month to month. And we would really love to have a facility someday to take in. There's a lot of strays around and people whose dogs get out. We would love to have a facility, but our main concern are these dogs now, so we can't even think about that at this time. We're just getting by month to month, getting all these pets taken care of, spayed, neutered, and adopted into forever loving homes.
Well, it's great work, and these dogs, the whole peninsula, you know, truthfully is going to be better off for you having done this work now rather than later. I'm honored you asked me to be the auctioneer. I can't wait to be there at the furball. I encourage everybody to go get your tickets right now. Get in touch with Kelly. Go to the Facebook or Instagram for K-PAL and get involved and show up. Bring your checkbook, and we're going to have a great time, aren't we?
We are. Can I tell you about one more thing we're doing?
Yeah, absolutely.
We have round trip tickets on Alaska Airlines that we are selling raffle tickets for. We're going to do the drawing at the furball, but need not be present to win. It is only $50 for each chance to enter to win these round trip tickets anywhere Alaska Airlines goes. And you can also see this from the post on our page and our Instagram, and I share it on my personal page every couple of days, but there's a link in there. It's the post that comes up, and it's got airplane on it.
Boy, I'm telling you right now, depending on where you are, anywhere from 4 degrees to 10 below, that's sounding very attractive. $50 for a chance for round trip tickets on Alaska Airlines. Kelly Grable, thanks for all you do for the animals and for the community at large. You know, we really do appreciate you.
Thank you, Chris Story, and we will see you at the furball.